You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. And Tom, this just came out. The Houston Texans go on Twitter and they say, we just completed an interview with Josh McCown for a head coaching position today. Being transparent to say these are who the people that we're interviewing for a job.
Right.
And then they decide one. Like the NFL, there's some things they don't get right, but man, there's some things they don't get right, but they get a lot of things right. Like that is the most simple way for your fans to get excited about your team in the offseason. Oh, look, they're interviewing Josh McCown. Now they're going to interview so-and-so. Now they're interviewing Tom Gazzola. Like it's a subtle thing, but it to me, it's smart and more teams should do it.
They also do injury reports way better. Oh. Obviously that's to do with the betting and
yeah.
Hopefully the NHL catches up, but I like it. The transparency, then it doesn't have to be us doing a show like this going, well, I heard this. I heard such and such talk to them. And instead of it becoming a guessing game where people just chime in, we know. So we know who this candidate is. We can go through what they've done over the course of their career, why it would benefit the organization, and we have the facts as opposed to going off the hearsay or the rumblings, and we don't have people, if we get it wrong, behind the scenes giving us crap. I get it. This is a way to just say, listen, this is happening. Have at it. And I like it. I don't mind it whatsoever. So there you go.
The Edmonton Oilers, Zach Hyman will not play tonight. He's in COVID protocol. Perlini will play. He's going to play, it looks like, with McDavid and Yamamoto. Fogle will play with Draisaitl and Puljujarvi. Benson with McLeod and Cassian. And then Ryan will center Shore and Sevier. At this point, like obviously losing Zach Hyman isn't ideal.
No.
But every player on the team has to play better. Like you can't, well, they lost tonight because no Zach Hyman. Other teams are winning games without star players. Look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Look what they're at. Malkin just came back. Crosby's missed how many games? Go down the list. Brian Rust, who's their second leading goal scorer, he missed 15 games. Like you got to find ways to win even when your team isn't 100%.
And against the best teams in the league and against the worst teams in the league. You got to bring it, you know, gut one out. Win from within, all those cliches we've used for weeks, almost 2 months now. And like you said, what, 32, 33 days now, Greg, since their actual last win. Honestly, it's to the point now where you got the two thoroughbreds running this team. They're still in the lineup in McDavid and Draisaitl. You've got pretty good players around them. I know a lot of fans will disagree and say, oh, these guys aren't good enough. What was Ken Holland doing bringing these types of players in? They're not doing what they're supposed to. These are good NHL players. This team has no confidence whatsoever. I think that's abundantly evident. And when you're playing with no confidence and you get into a rut like this, you're stuck. And the only people that are going to pull you out of it are the guys on the roster and the coaching staff leading the charge, putting the proper game plan into place to get it done. Now, is there any faith in any of those people getting it done from the fan base and probably the media? No. The honest answer is no, especially against the Florida Panthers, who have been cruising. You're going to see Bobrovsky tonight, 6-0-1 since January 1st. This is heavily stacked against the Oilers, and this might be one. And I know you said it earlier in the show where maybe the Oilers pull it off. It's just because they're due. Maybe.
Well, and for whatever odd reason, the Florida Panthers are not the Florida Panthers at home. They've played 24 home games. They've only played 15 on the road. And they're 21-3 at home, but they're only 5-5-5 on the road. And, you know, Radko Gudas, when we asked him yesterday, didn't really have an answer. He goes, hey, we're definitely feeling something at home, no question. They'll be without Gustav Forsling, who's like their number three defenseman. So, you know, if the Oilers are missing Hyman, they're missing Forsling. Hey, you know what? It's going to happen to all teams. It's going to come down. You mentioned Bobrovsky. Koskinen has to play well.
Yep.
He doesn't have to play unbelievable. He just can't play poorly. And the team in front of him, same thing. The Oilers can't gift goals tonight. They can't give up an easy one. And my goodness, find a way somehow, some way. I don't know. Go out and get to talk to Joe Boo or something. you got to find a way to get a first goal.
It worked for Pedro Serrano, didn't it?
Hey, you don't help me now, Joe Boo. Screw you.
Right. I hope for the sake of everybody to get this nasty vibe that's going on around here that they find a way to score first. And It could be the ugliest goal. A lot of the goals of the 22 in the last 26 games that have gone in first against the Oilers haven't been pretty. Some of them have been just weird plays and just errant shots on net where the opposition player is just shooting for something and it finds a way in. And at some point, the tide's got to turn where this Oilers team gets that same break. Just throw the puck at the net. See what happens. Go start this game and try to take it away from the Panthers. We've seen lesser teams when the Oilers were playing really good this season and had a strong record. I remember the Arizona Coyotes when the Oilers went to Arizona. The Coyotes had a strong 10 minutes to start that game and scored the first goal. The Oilers had to claw their way back and then went on to a pretty convincing victory. The Oilers are now that team that's in a position of weakness where it's just like, go, try to do whatever you can. Scratch and claw your way to that first goal. Take the first 5 to 10 minutes. You need it because nothing else is working at this point. So bust your butt, see what you can do.
Rashog mentioned earlier he feels if the Oilers don't come out strong, that's an indictment that maybe they're not listening to Dave Tippett. What do you think?
Well, what if the Panthers just take the game from them, right? What if the Panthers just have an absolutely flat-out excellent first 5 to 10 minutes because of what happened in Calgary the other night, because they're pissed off, mm-hmm. and that can happen. If the Oilers can weather the storm and the Panthers go lights out, have they given up on their coach? Is the message not getting through? No, it's because of one of the best teams in the league is taking it to you. That I understand what Rashog's saying. Now, if the Oilers are completely listless and just fold in the first 5 to 10 minutes, then yeah, Shogger's probably got a point. But if the Oilers are trying and they've just been caved in by a Florida Panthers team that possesses the puck, wins every faceoff, just controls it in the offensive zone, in the Oilers zone, the entire 5 to 10 minutes to start the game, I don't know if that's necessarily on Dave Tippett, but it depends how much they get dominated if that happens tonight, where you can kind of read a team study. I think that's a fair way to read it.
Joined by Tom Gazzola here on the Jason Gregor Show on TSN 1260. Tommy, I hear what Chugger's saying. I guess the challenge is if they win, is it over then? Like, now, do they listen to, like, does that mean Tippett's safe the rest of the year?
I'd say no.
Yeah, and that's so, like, I don't advocate for people to lose their job, but what I see is there incremental improvement, like shift by shift, period by period, as they move through?
Yeah.
And there, I know, you know, Tippett went through it the other day in his press conference, and, you know, you listened to all those, and he talked about how they've been in a lot of these games, haven't finished it. Saturday night, that was a gut punch, really tough. But tonight, I want to see a team that, you know, he talked about today some improvement two key areas defensively, he mentioned. I want to see what they are. Now, we might not be able to pick them up, but is there incremental improvement? And is that enough to like, don't worry about the coach getting fired, but just to get this team kind of believing in themselves again? Because it takes, what, you know, it's not one thing that's going to turn it around, right?
No. Well, it's pretty abundantly clear now. And Strud's like, my guess watching this team practice the last 3-4 days is the hustle and the willingness to do whatever it takes to win battles.
Sure.
Turnover pucks, actually get the puck out cleanly instead of getting hemmed in when you shouldn't be. And we'll see if they're able to do that. They practiced hard, Struddy. They did for two of those three practices.
Sure.
A lot of battle drills, a lot of one-on-one stuff that maybe needs to be ingrained in their mind that you can't just go and coast through and use your skill to win these games. So if they go and dig deep, I think that's an incremental sign to me, at least, where you can say, okay, I think that message got through. But if they don't and they're doing the old 11 o'clock on a Friday night at Argyle Arena flyby when they're trying to check a guy in the offensive zone, then you know that message did not get through.
Yeah, and I think you can measure in different ways, right? You look at the way the D play in front of their own net. You know, are they picking up sticks, taking sticks away so they can't get rebounds? Like, it's not, you know, people are going to say, okay, well, let's say the Oilers win, but it's an ugly win. That's not good enough for me. Like, you know, as far as ugly, like, they don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. But if they play a hard game and lose, I'm like, okay, they're stepping in the right direction. That's where it really gets tricky with the coaching, you know, as far as losing. or firing a coach is that, you know, is the team improving or are they not improving? And that's, I think, where you have to look at. And all it does, I mean, results do matter, but when you're evaluating a coach, I think it's bigger than that.
Yeah, that is true. And I think back to the last seven coaches that coached this team in the last decade. And when you knew it was over, you could just remember watching those games, you guys, like they had nothing. You'd go into every night expecting the Oilers to lose those games because you knew, A, they didn't have the talent. They had that realization. B, the coach, no matter what he said, had lost the room, and there was no will to try to even compete, change things, or make a difference. I don't necessarily believe that's happened yet with this group and Dave Tippett.
Yeah, I would disagree, though, with the, well, if they play well and lose, they haven't won a game in 32 days. They could play their worst game of their life, and if they get a win, you got 2 points. You feel infinitely. You play bad and win, you still feel better than if you play good and lose. Always.
Yeah.
So I think, you know what? If this was a different time, I would probably agree with Struts. Hey, if they play well against Florida tonight, and let's say the Oilers, even if the Oilers were 4-4-4 in their last 12, you know, not great, but, you know, hanging around, doing whatever. But 2-6-2, 2-8-2,
yeah.
The way they lost to Ottawa, they absolutely soiled the sheets in the third period. I think with every game now, the pressure mounts. Like, the Oilers are on the verge of a 16-5 season, and they would become the first team in NHL history who ever had that good of a start to miss the playoffs. Like, trust me, there's massive amount of pressure on this team to get back and get things righted and going the right way. And I understand you say, well, it's not because of the Florida. Like, if they lose to Florida, oh, that was the final straw. It's a culmination, I believe, of a lot of things. So I think there's some pressure there. I think the battle drills, the players' actions. Thankfully, there's no more talking. Play the game.
Yeah.
Because actions speak louder than words. There's no more 4 days between games and 10 days between games and stuff like that. It's too much for everybody.
Yep.
Fans, media, players, coaches. Trust me, everybody's sick of talking. But I look at the Oilers and they're right at the cusp here. And a win does allow people to step back from the ledge, because it's still a business. And you're looking, the owner, he doesn't usually go to scouting meetings. Now suddenly he's in the scouting meetings. So you don't think, it's not just a scouting meeting. That's going to be a look at our big picture business here and what are our options meeting.
Yeah. And that's true. And I know it's in his backyard and it's convenient for him to go to those meetings in California. Absolutely. And I'm not going to pile on Strutty, but like, I think a win is a win is a win, especially now, because I think we're all at wit's end. Everybody, media, players, the fan base, certainly. And I think it, you know, the time off erupted in what we saw over the last couple of days. And anybody will take a win at this point. I don't care if it's an ugly win. But Strutty, I understand where you're coming at with that rationale. I really do. But we're at such a desolate point that it's like, in normal times, if they were in a bad stretch, you'd be like, okay, that was a promising game against one of the best teams in the league. But they don't have that insulation right now. They've wasted it all. All that runway's gone because of how poorly things have gone.
Coaches talk about all the time, the process. What is the process? The process of getting better. And I know that's not popular, but you know, there is a process to improving, right?
Yep.
And you need to see. So again, I'm on, if they lose, but it's a good game and they play the right way, I'm like, okay, I don't think, you know, and Shager obviously feels different. It sounds like Gregor does well. I get that. But I think you got to say, okay, do they improve? Then give them a chance on Saturday. Then if they win, all of a sudden you're out of it, right?
Yeah.
But obviously, win is ideal. A good, a well played. Like, I want to see them play well and win. But if they play well and lose, I'm like, okay, I think it's a gem. It gives you a bit of pause. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to talk about a guy getting fired, but it's, you know, it's probably somewhere on the radar.
We're at what now? A dozen games since Dave Tippett was behind the bench for an Oilers win, because those two that they got in mid December against Seattle and Columbus, that was Glenn Gullitson while Dave Tippett was in COVID protocol. Jim Playfair as well,
yeah.
The associate coach and the assistant coach. Gully.
Do you make much of that, though, honestly?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And I said that on the pre- and post-game show, because a lot of texts came in. We got calls to I remember those two nights saying, well, how about that? Glenn Gullitson's running the bench. You got Jim Playfair running the defense. The one guy missing is the head coach. And look at that. They won games. You don't think Dave Tippett was running the meetings, the scouting, and all of that? Like, he just physically wasn't there because he had to isolate.
Yeah, the people were like, well, look at how many, look at the minutes they played. I'm like, yeah, look at the minutes of the forwards in Seattle. But they're like, look at Cooper Marody. I'm like, yeah, he played 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And they only had 11 forwards. So it wasn't much different. It just happened that they came back. There was one of the few times. Another time they gave up the first
exactly.
goal. And they're playing Seattle, no offense. And Columbus, two non-playoff teams. Right?
Had to win those.
But the Oilers got to find a way to beat some playoff teams. There's no question about it. So we'll see. Tommy, have yourself a good one. We will listen to you coming up in the pregame show.
Can't wait. Thanks, boys.